You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, Payday Super is coming and the Australian share market hit a record high ahead of what's expected to be an interest rate cut later tonight. That's all next. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 18th of September 2024. The Australian share market did finish flat today, but still closed at a record. We'll have the details with Ben Richards from Seneca Financial Solutions soon. But first to superannuation, where the federal government has provided more detail about its superannuation guarantee reform, which it says will benefit almost 9 million Aussies. The superannuation guarantee is the compulsory contribution your employer must tip into your super fund and which must be paid at least four times a year. But from July the 1st, 2026, that payment will need to be made at the same time as your pay, meaning more frequent contributions. For more, I spoke with Misha Schubert, the CEO of Super Members Council. Misha, first of all, what are the current rules which determine when and how employers must pay compulsory super?
Well, at the moment, employers are only required to pay those compulsory super contributions to their workers four times a year. But these historic reforms that have been announced today by the Australian government will mean that from 2026, employers will be required to pay super on paydays at the time that they pay their employees' wages. That's going to make a big difference for 9 million Australian workers, because by having the super paid in real time alongside your wages, it's got more time to then start to generate those compounding returns and the interest inside superannuation, which grows your nest egg for retirement even faster.
Yeah, can you go into more detail about that? How does this help, for example, with things like the underpayment of super?
This will help enormously with underpayment, because it makes it a lot easier for an employee to check the amount of super that's calculated on your payslip and then to jump into your Superfund app or website and check that that same dollar amount is reflected in your Superfund account 7 days later. At the moment, if you've got employers only paying once a quarter, then you have to, as a worker, add up all of those amounts and then check that the right amount has gone across into your balance. That introduces a new level of risk and error both for employers and employees. So moving to Payday Super will make a powerful difference to make it easier for workers to make sure they're getting paid the right amount of super each time and every time.
Today we also got further detail about this Payday Super proposal. What are some of the other key features in this reform package?
Well, there's an 18-month phase-in period to allow plenty of time for businesses and super funds to make preparations for this. Once the back end of this system is set up, it should make it really easy for small businesses and indeed any size employer to make that transition to paying the super on payday, not just quarterly. What it will mean is also there's a new detail announced today that the obligation for employers to pay those mandatory super payments will need to be into your super account 7 days after your payday. That's really important to kind of send that clear message about the responsibility. There's some new detail as well on a sliding scale of penalties for employers. That's really welcome, because it separates out, you know, instances where perhaps there's been an inadvertent underpayment and a quick rectification by an employer can get fixed really quickly without there being significant penalties. But there's also a wide spectrum of underpayment of super, right the way through to willful and persistent underpayment or non-payment of super. On our latest statistics, the Super Members Council analysed the latest data available. 2.8 million Australian workers missed out on $5 billion in unpaid super in a single year. So this is a big challenge, and payday super reforms will make a powerful difference to making sure that people get paid their super in full and on time.
And business groups like the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, while they support the key proposals and the underlying principle of payday super, they're worried about the way the policy stands at the moment will create another layer of red tape for small businesses especially. What's your response?
We think, in fact, this should make it easier for small businesses to keep on top of cash flow management. Most small businesses today use some form of accounting software and financial back-end software, some of those big commonly known products, to do a lot of the back-end finances. So once the back-end of this system is set up by the Australian Taxation Office and the government, it should be as simple as a touch of a button for many, many small businesses. We think this will be a win-win-win for businesses and for workers and for the system as a whole to work much more fairly for employers and employees alike.
That is Miss Misha Schubert there from the Super Members Council.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On the Money podcast.
The Australian share market finished stronger today, but only just. The S&P ASX 200 up by 0.01%. That's a record. It comes ahead of the US Federal Reserve decision on interest rates tomorrow night. For the details, I spoke with Ben Richards, an equities analyst at Seneca Financial Solutions. Ben, the ASX set a record today. What's driving this positive momentum and where are the gains coming from?
Yeah, the ASX had a fresh high, particularly led by large cap shares and the banks. Bank shares have outperformed resources shares by 48% over the last 2 years, and particularly led by Commonwealth Bank of Australia, which is just shy of $143 per share and up 40% over the last 12 months as a big index weight, certainly contributes to that move.
I guess the key event the whole market's looking to is this US Fed decision on interest rates later tonight. Run us through what the market is expecting, but isn't its forward guidance even more important?
Yeah, all eyes on the Fed tonight. It's widely expected that they will cut interest rates. It's just a question of whether it's going to be a quarter of a percentage point or half a percentage point. The market thinks that it will probably be 50 basis points with a 65% probability, according to CME data. And the 25 basis points is less preferred by the market at 35%. But yeah, you're right, in terms of the outlook is always really what investors look to see key signals for the pace of potential interest rate cuts over the next 12 months.
Speaking of global events, to what extent are geopolitical issues like the deadly pager attack in the Middle East having on markets or commodity prices?
Yeah, pager attack today, sad to see, is the latest in the Middle East conflict. We did see, from a market perspective, the oil price move up in response to that. Key Middle Eastern countries obviously being large oil suppliers. And yeah, the oil price has moved up from below $70 per barrel, which, you know, it's been quite depressed over the last 2 months. And it's just moved today above that mark to $73 per barrel. So oil shares have rallied accordingly. And from a broader market perspective, it does impact short-term volatility. But, you know, as we've seen with the ASX at fresh highs today, the market tends to kind of look through to the other side of these events.
On the company front, any news you've been keeping an eye on?
One company catching our eye today was Woodside Energy. They inked a 10-year long-term LNG supply agreement with the largest Japanese utility, JERA. And, you know, that's after that same Japanese company took a 15% interest in the Scarborough joint venture earlier this year. We think that it underscores the demand, particularly out of Asia, for reliable baseload power amidst the energy transition. And particularly from utilities looking to shore up longer-term supply.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
We see opportunities in equities, particularly small-cap equities, which have underperformed large-cap equities, and with a preference to strong earnings growth and strong balance sheet companies. We also see some opportunities in the resources sector, which has been out of favour. At Seneca in client portfolios, we've just added a resources share this week, which we're quite positive on. And in the fixed income space, we tend to prefer duration still, as we do believe that interest rates will be moving lower over the next 12 months.
That's Ben Richards there from Seneca Financial Solutions. This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.